Good morning. I'm Dan Wiltz, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our reading today is titled, In Christ We Learn the Way of Love, Part 1. And our passage is from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 13. Hear the word of the Lord. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Consider this. We can confidently say that 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 13 stands as one of the most profound articulations of love in world literature. Its verses have been quoted by presidents, read at weddings the world over, and have served as a guiding light for Christians learning to love like Jesus for thousands of years. Whatever may have happened to Paul on the road to Damascus in Acts 9, whatever he may have experienced as he learned the gospel by revelation from Jesus, Galatians 1, 11 to 12, it found its way to the surface in this remarkable passage about the way of love. Paul is expanding on the love of Christ. He describes in his prayer for union and love in Ephesians 3, 14 to 21. For that reason, he will take the time to savor the verses from this passage over a few days. We will draw fresh insights into our union with Christ from this Spirit-inspired and instructive vision of love, a passage that teaches us how to love others as Jesus loves us. John 13, 34. As we begin, I would like to draw on writing about 1 Corinthians 13 by my good friend J.D. Walt. He provides an exercise in love that can help us begin to actualize and incorporate the love of Jesus into our thinking and actions. I would welcome you to do the exercises he suggests along with me. What we're going to do in these next few moments is I'm going to read what JD has written, and there are spaces in which we're going to insert our own name in the particular blanks. And then afterward, we're going to insert Jesus' name into the blanks. And the way I'm going to prompt you to say your name is I'm going to just snap my fingers lightly like this. And that will mean you will say your name, for example, and say, is patient, is kind. And that's the way we'll progress so that you can insert your name. And then we're going to do the exercise again, inserting the name of Jesus, and I will insert the name of Jesus as we go. So here is what he writes, quote, 1 Corinthians 13 is profound realism. As an exercise of faith and bold examination, I want to ask you to insert your name in every blank below. Read it aloud, inserting your name in each blank. Is patient. Is kind. Does not envy. Does not boast. Is not proud. Does not dishonor others. Is not self-seeking. Is not easily angered. Keeps no record of wrongs. Does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Always protects. Always trusts. Always hopes. Always perseveres. This is impossible, you say, and you are right if it's solely up to you and me to become these things. Here is the big secret. Go back and insert the word Jesus in all the blanks. If these things are true about Jesus, and we know they are, and Jesus is in you, what does that say about you? Let's go back and insert the name of Jesus in this section, and that will be the end of our quote and our exercise. Jesus is patient. Jesus is kind. Jesus does not envy. Jesus does not boast. Jesus is not proud. Jesus does not dishonor others. Jesus is not self-seeking. Jesus is not easily angered. Jesus keeps no record of wrongs. Jesus does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Jesus always protects. Jesus always trusts. Jesus always hopes. Jesus always perseveres. End quote. We can learn Christ's way of love because Christ Jesus is in us. Of all the transforming passages in the Scriptures, these verses would be worth memorizing and rehearsing in the coming days. In union with Jesus, we can learn the way of love. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you and you are in me. The kind of love Paul describes here is only possible if you are living your life through me. My life's work is to allow you to do that. In union with you, I choose to align my spirit with the way of love as it is described here. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Psalm 86:11. Teach me to love as you love. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. The questions. What do you think would happen if you did both exercises once per day for 1 month? What do you think might change in the way you experience God's love and in the way you love others? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Will.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.